Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome. We got a great show for all of you today. I mean, it is like one of these shows that I think about when I think about, you know, the journey. So let me talk about this for a minute. And first, let me talk about this with Benny. Hi, Benny. How are you?
Doing very well, Pat, and yourself?
You know, guess what it is today?
It's Tuesday, December 1st.
Yeah, it's December.
That's right. 24 glorious days left till the big day.
That's right.
I mean, that's in my head.
10 days left to the birthday.
Yes, the birthday. Quote, unquote, the birthday.
10 days left to the birthday. There's an energy right now. And I'm not even going to talk to you about the Seahawks game, but I was happy, right? Were you happy?
I told you not to worry.
Okay, you're right. But dang, Benny, that thing was closer than, look, that was closer than I thought. So, like, my Philadelphia fan shirt. They must have heard me, and they made it too close for comfort, right? Too close for comfort. Today's show is all about too close for comfort.
Yep.
Comfort. It really is. Because what I'm talking about is when we look at our lives and our journey, right, and we take a look at an effect, or we take a look at what our spiritual path has been like. And, you know, my awakening, so to speak, or one of my awakenings came through a couple of books that were handed to me. And yesterday I talked about Viktor Frankl. That's a different kind of awakening. But I also talk about Carl Jung. And I talked about Carl Jung yesterday. And some of the most incredible things that this, I'd say understated, you know, genius has said and has done. And I give him a lot of credit for a lot of things. I give him a lot of credit for his input that he gave Bill W. back in the day. And if it wasn't for Carl Jung and his influence on the 12-step programs, they would not have had a spiritual platform. Or if they did, it would have taken longer. But what is it about this life journey and the pathway that has to do with our own evolution? What does it have to do with what my very special guest, fantastic book, is talking about? Lisa Tahir is joining me here today, The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology. But it's more than that. It is way more than that. It is about something we don't learn and have a gazillion opportunities in our lifetime to experience empathy and self-forgiveness. A gazillion times in our lifetime, we have this. But once upon a time, if you venture down the road and somebody said to you, you're moving into your Chiron phase. What? What is that? And then you start to really look at this and you start to look at the energy of this. Then you find somebody like Lisa, who's written a fantastic book that uses another one of my favorite words. Effect. Because is there an effect, or are there effects in our lives? Maybe indescribable effects, maybe things that happen and you have no logical way to explain them. But you know that there's something powerful going on. You know that there is a core wounding that maybe you have from a childhood experience. Maybe it's there. Maybe it's there, but it comes up and is ready to be healed. And you realize, I don't know the first thing to do about the thing. I don't know it. I just know, like, I am going to bury it. Maybe I'm going to drink a fifth of Jack Daniels along the way or smoke a couple of joints, but I'm not going there with this thing. we are not talking about that today, because what if I told you that Lisa reveals for us our personal placement, our personal identifier for the greatest healings of our life. And if we can go through the greatest healing of our lives, not only will we come out with a new sense of freedom, but we will come out on the other side with a new sense of power and confidence. That's the book. That's the author. That's the woman that is showing up here today to say, even when things you think do not make sense, there's a way to really lean in and understand this. Now, if you know Lisa, you know her area of expertise. She is renowned. EMDR level, Reiki, you think about it. She is a thought coach. She is out in the world working with people, helping people, creating, innovating, writing, talking, you name it. She is somebody that is out there. And today, she is not just out there, but she's out there to invite us to get out there with her. Lisa, it's great to have you.
Dr. Pat, it is an honor and a pleasure to be on Transformation Talk Radio with you and your audience. Thank you.
I got to talk to you about a number of things, but I want to kick it off with a part of the book, if you don't mind.
Please.
And first of all, you know, this is one of these bodies of work. I mean, we call them books, but they're like way more than that. It's a body of work, right?
Thank you. Yes.
It's a body of work. And, you know, underneath all the words that are in the book, right? Underneath all the words, there is a core journey. Maybe it's called a path less taken. But one of the things I was really struck by is, and I want to get to it, is this phrase, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Chiron is both a gateway for and an invitation to the development of empathy. Carl Jung describes the wounded healer as the embodying both of the spirit of compassion and of selflessness.
Yes.
I wish I could take the blue pill for that.
Seriously. Yeah. You know, and this is an invitation for you to really identify and hear the music underneath the words of your own life, to really tap in to who we are at the deepest level of ourselves, below what we do for a living, what, you know, how we engage. It's really truly tapping into our deepest core self and finding love, finding acceptance, finding tolerance and patience for who we are, and that deep affirmation, affirming of ourselves.
You know, I don't know if you could see the wall hanging behind me or not.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of the picture is showing here. But let me talk about it, and then I want you to jump in.
Sure.
You know, there have been times in my life, like even now, like every day, where I will get asked questions. And my answer seems so – I just went through this with Jessica and Linda, right? I just went through this in a conversation with Jessica and Linda, because I'm one of these people that I may say something one day, and then today's a new day. Okay, Lisa, you're laughing, right? Are you laughing, right?
Agreed. I'm feeling you. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then the next day, I may talk about the same thing, but I have a different perspective. Then the third day comes, and I bring it up again, and I am like, I really want to do this about it. So in Jessica's beautiful words, you know, you were very clear about that 2 days ago. You were very clear about this is what you wanted to do and this is what you didn't want to do. And then I read your book and I'm like, I got to talk to you about this, because we're talking about a journey. And sometimes when we take this journey, how misunderstood are people around this journey, around Chiron, around the cycles of life, until they get to understand what or who is Chiron and the role Chiron plays.
And Dr. Pat, hearing you say that, you're addressing very authentically the layers of the onion that we are, and that every day we wake up in a certain place, and that shifts, it changes throughout our day. And it's so cool when you can really appreciate that about yourself and notice that, huh, you know, I might have a different thought or feeling or opinion about this. And that's okay, since we are always evolving and changing energetically, psychologically, spiritually, physically. And to be able to hold that in its totality, you know, with non-judgment, which is the perspective of spirituality that I bring to the book. That's been my own personal journey as someone who's very type A and have been hard on myself, thinking that's how I get the best from me, and learning it's not at all, that it's really through the lens of a loving and encouraging coach that we change more rapidly and for the longer term.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. When I open the book, and you know this, right? So I just want to say for a moment, Manzanita, in Linda Manzanita, Manzanita Carpenter, you know, so Manzanita and Linda work together, right? And they identify the coolest people to talk with. And I was looking at this and I had a moment where I didn't have to think about connections. I didn't have to think about the dots. And here's what I discovered about your book, if I could say this.
Yes.
Done a lot of interviews over time. We have an anniversary coming up next year. When I opened your book, I exhaled. Let me tell you why, and I'd love to for you to talk about this for me. Mm-hmm. I exhaled in the moment that you have the first part of the book. You could have started this book anywhere, right? You really could have. Living deeply into each moment. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you about this, because most folks, when we talk about Chiron, when we talk about living deeply, when we talk about empathy, it's almost as if each of those has their own planets and never shall they meet. Mm-hmm. But you are defining empathy and living each moment very, very succinctly, carefully, and expandedly. And I want to ask you is, how does Chiron drive this? And living deeply in each moment is a beautiful way to talk about all of those energies, isn't it?
Thank you. That's beautiful, Dr. Pat, what you just said. And I'm grateful to Manzanita at Inner Traditions for connecting us today. It's definitely a win-win. And may I share with you a Carl Jung quote that I feel like is very appropriate for how you started our show today? I discovered this recently, and I hadn't heard this quote. I'd love to know if you have. But he says, if you find the psychic wound in an individual or a people, there you also find their path to consciousness. For it's in the healing of our psychic wounds that we come to know ourselves. And that's what my work really revealed to me, that I want to reveal and share with you and with the audience, is that Chiron is several things in astronomy. It's a minor planet and a comet. In Greek mythology, Chiron was a centaur who is the founding father of the medical and healing arts. Carl Jung talks about him being the wounded healer archetype. And in our astrological chart, Chiron identifies, based upon the date, time, and place you were born, which one of 12 vulnerabilities or core wounds, as I call them in my book, that we will experience and have to kind of come to terms with in our life experience. And I found this to be exciting, Dr. Pat, as a therapist of 20 years and as a client of therapy, going round for round, you know, what is, you know, what's wrong with me? What do I need to address? And realizing there's nothing wrong with us. These are growth opportunities to become our truest and most authentic self, to work with the vulnerability that we might have issue with the most. And in doing so, like Carl Jung says, we come to know ourselves.
You know, one of the things that I'm really struck by, and it really bridges for us the move into talking about Chiron for a minute, because I wonder about Carl Jung. You know, if there was anybody that I would love to have a conversation with,
he was
right up there on my list. Mm-hmm. And when you hear somebody talk about the wounded heal, when you hear this, right, don't you wonder? I know I wonder about my own life and sure your own life. You wonder what folks went through to be able to come to this realization, right? And and how was it lined up for Jung, for you, for me? How is it all lined up for us to really look at both the misalignment of power and disengagement? And we're going to talk about that in a minute, right?
Yeah.
You know, Chiron, in your words, Chiron's untreated, core wounding.
Yeah.
But more importantly, what was it about this that led us to even be talking about Carl Jung? Let me just share this. And then I want to talk about, you know, what the Chiron journey is about, right? The Chiron effect, so to speak. I read a letter from Jung to Bill W. And it was a 1961 letter. And you know, I'm not going to read the whole letter because a lot of it has to do with in response to Bill W. and so many things. But there's a line in the letter that Dr. Jung says that struck me, right? You know, he says, there are reasons why I could not give a full and sufficient explanation. And he's talking about a full and sufficient explanation of a spiritual awakening back in the day in 34. Okay. And he says, I'm risking it with you because I conclude from your very decent and honest letter that you acquire a point of view about the misleading particles one usually hears. And he goes on to talk about it. And he talks about in this short, short letter, he says this. This is shocking for me, and I would like you to put it in the Chiron effect terms. The reason I could not tell him everything those days, I had to be exceedingly careful of what I said. I had found out that I was misunderstood in every possible way. Thus, I was very careful when I talked to Roland H. But what I really thought about was the result of many experience of men of this kind. And he's talking about wholeness and spirituality.
Wow.
Spiritual thirst that he had and he couldn't talk about it. Wow.
Yeah, I'm taking it. I'm curious if Carl Jung might have had his Chiron in Gemini, which is a core wounding and empathetic attunement where a person feels misunderstood. I'd have to check his chart and see. But you're nailing, Dr. Pat, exactly what Chiron reveals and why it's important and helpful is it shows us the areas that we tend to edit out, that we want to hide from others. We feel sometimes shame about these areas of our lives or aspects of our personality. It's where we might not feel like we're good enough. We judge ourselves. And it's really like shutting off a part of yourself from the world and yourself that can become, you know, what's termed the shadow, the aspects that kind of sneak out, that trickle out in ways that are typically sabotage us because we're trying so hard to hide them that they just have to blurt out in some ways. So in my book, it's an invitation to really look at these parts of ourselves and to make it more approachable. My Chiron is in the sign of Aries, which is a core wounding in my sense of value and worth, which on one hand wouldn't make a lot of sense, being that I've had a lot of professional success since I've been a young person, yet I haven't been able to feel, Dr. Pat, successful. I've felt like it's never enough, performance-based love, and like I always have to keep doing and doing and doing, and really not allowing myself to know that I'm good enough as I am. And so people with Chiron and Aries struggle with feeling like they're good enough. They're really great at ascertaining other people's needs and filling them, really intuitive, really great at making others feel awesome, often at the sacrifice of our own happiness. And so once you know this about yourself, you can really focus your efforts on, you know, what do I desire? What makes me happy? How can it be a win-win where I'm also considering myself? And you don't have to work so hard to be loved. It's like people love you. You know, people love to love you without all the performance-based efforting. And I feel like what a wonderful thing to know about yourself. So you can pull back in that area, for instance. What do you think? As I'm saying.
Well, this is really important because when I reflect on what you've written in the book and you and let's get to this for a minute because this was so revealing to me. First of all, I want to thank you for opening the book up with a discovery, right? Because when I read the first part of your book, what I read was you're inviting us to go on a discovery journey and you're making it safe for us.
Yes, thank you.
Beautiful to do that, because we are talking about something, right? We are talking about what it means in finding Chiron. So let's talk about that for a minute, because what you do and how you do it and what you show us in this book explains things. Can you just talk for a minute about, because I read that about Jung, right? And I don't know. I don't know where Chiron is,
right,
in his chart. But I read that. That was in 1961. And he still sounded a bit wounded. So it's not a surprise to me that you and I are talking about the wounded
right.
healer
even
and
today.
Carl Jung.
Yeah.
Because he experienced it. Do we have to experience this? Is this the lesson of Chiron for us?
Well, I think, Dr. Pat, that we are experiencing our vulnerability and our wounding, whether we're aware of it or not. And it shows up in patterns that we all have. And that's what the Chiron effect describes, our frequency, our orbit around our familiar people, places, and things. We all tend to gravitate towards our daily routine, where we go, where we eat, what we eat, who we spend time with. And that becomes our frequency. And when we want to change, when we want to upgrade, when we want more, we have to change our frequency to raise to the vibration of what we desire. And so my book lays a pathway. If we can know our own obstacles within our own mind to achieving the success that we want, the love that we want, the health that we want, then, I mean, that's such a way, I think, to do this, to look within and clear any obstacles in our own belief systems that we have.
And, you know, when we talk about this, can you walk us through this? Because when we come back from break, we're going to really break this down for people and answer questions. Folks, when they discover Chiron, and let's just say when you discover it, and that could be in many, many ways. I know for me, the first time I heard it was when I got my first reading done or chart done esoterically, right? Mm-hmm. Not like, oh, you're going to wake up today and you're going to be bubbly. No, not that, right? Talking about the soul's journey was the first time I heard of it. And I heard about cycles of things. Now, I have to tell you, at the time, I didn't quite understand it. But as I started to live things and see the events of my life and looked at what happened in 1990, 1992, right, 2010 for us, the launch of the network, I started to think, huh, is this that effect? What is it that you've learned and helped people with in understanding the dynamic nature of the soul's journey as it relates to Chiron?
That's such a good question. I think that, and I'd love to know where your Chiron is, since we hadn't discussed that previously at some point.
Tell you when we come back from break.
Sure. Awesome. I think it's really important in our soul's journey to have this information so that we can really hone all of our efforts to support ourselves in this one area, that you don't have to be wondering, do I need to go take this seminar or that class? It really helps you identify, like I offer practical takeaway steps that you can begin using today, along with affirmations that I believe in, to shift the beliefs that we have. Our thoughts create our beliefs that drive our actions that then create our lives. It's very simple and linear. And if you start at the beginning to work at the level of cause, which are our thoughts, if you start to really change your thoughts and beliefs about yourself, and not just positive thinking, it's really feeling into, which is a term I enjoy, really feeling into the possibility for yourself in a way that's authentic, and working with affirmations to help you bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. And I think that just helps our journey in life and with our partners, with our friends and our business. Our businesses have a Chiron. If you put the date you started your LLC, for instance, and it showed, for instance, in my business, it's in the area of contracts. And I ironically had been working on, I need to do better at contract work. And lo and behold, that's where my Chiron placement is showing, you know, this is the area you need to strengthen. And I hope I'm answering your question.
Yeah, absolutely. You're answering it. Then when we come back, though, because this is the thing for me. I have been told more times. I talked about this yesterday. Benny has heard me say this now a million times. I'm just going to repeat it again because you, in your book, you explain why. I have been told more times than not, even at a really young age, right? There are two things people look at when they see me. You know, they look at this idea that I am going to, I'm the 5-year-old that is told not to go across the street in the Bronx and hang out with my older, 12-year-older sister's friends, male friends, right? But I'm the kid that's at the window with the boxing gloves I was just given from my uncle, and I'm watching these guys play ball, and I'm thinking, it's only a street, right? I can go from here. Yeah. And so here I go down the stairs, walk across the street, and I'm hanging out with my sister's friends learning how to play handball. I'm 5.
Yeah, I see you doing it anyway.
I'm five. Now, if you do that when you get older, how does it help you? And how do we understand this? Because one of the things that I want to talk about is how beautifully you talk about Chiron in different places. Chiron in Gemini, so to speak. Chiron in Virgo, so to speak. And when I started to read this, I asked myself, holy cow, what does a person need to learn and study and lean into and intuitively embrace to literally understand the dynamics of this? And I thought about you last night, and I thought, we're only going to scratch the surface on what you've discovered. But I want to make sure we get it really deeply scratched. I'm going to take a short break. How do people get a copy of the book? How do they find out about you and all of the above? Let's go ahead and give them that. And when we come back, I'm going to show you my chart during a break.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So how do we find out? How do we get a copy of the book? Thank you, Inner Traditions. Thank you, Manzanita. Yes. Thank you, Linda. How do we get this to people?
The book, all the links are available through my website, nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. The book is for sale at all major retailers, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, locally here in New Orleans at Blue Cypress Books through Inner Traditions. But NOLA Therapy has all the links to make it easier. You can just Google my name and the Chiron Effect and it'll come up.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this. The other thing I think you did that's beautiful about this is when you go to each of these chapters, and we're going to talk about what the journey is as you go to each of these chapters, right? You give us a highlight. You give us a snapshot. For example, when we're looking at Chiron in Cancer, for example, Wounded Chiron feels, this is why I love this book, because I don't have to read a chart or get some horoscope. You're saying, no. Wait a minute. Do you feel this, people?
Mm-hmm.
Abandoned, unlovable, unresolved grief, suicidal ideation. Healed Chiron feels a secure sense of home, nurturing, self-love from inner mother. And then you go on. When we come back, we're taking your calls. Do you know where your Chiron is? Do you want to know about it? 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And Manzanita, I'm going to put you on the spot. We're going to give a copy of the book away. Let's take a short break, Ben. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Truth is Funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. It's so great to have you on here. And I think Charlene wants to know about her Chiron. I'm not sure how we figured that out, but Charlene, we're going to get you on in a minute. Thank you. So Lisa, before we kind of, we're going to get rolling here now.
Yeah.
We're really going to roll, right? I want to know how people find out about you, work with you, read your books, all of the above, follow you, listen to you, everything you. How do they do it?
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I can be found at NOLA Therapy on Instagram and Facebook, nolatherapy.com, Lisa at nolatherapy.com. You can Google my name. I'm a podcaster as well on LA Talk Radio, a show called All Things Therapy. So a lot of stuff will come up about me, and I'm very approachable. I love engaging with people. So please reach out with all of your interests and questions. And Dr. Pat, I'm offering your audience 50% off a session with me, any session that I offer at NOLA Therapy, half off if they mention you and your show.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love half.
Yes.
Whoa. Awesome.
It's a gift. I know you talked about you love to give back, and so do I.
I do love to give back.
But like, that's a good co-creation between us to offer people.
I love it. Now, I want to ask you this question because we're going to roll into talking about me, but Charlene's waiting.
Okay.
If she doesn't know where Chiron is, what does she need to give you to find it? Is that possible to do in the show?
I have an interactive website at nolatherapy.com/Chiron, and she can enter all of her date of birth information, and it will generate her Chiron placement in a sign and house that then she could share with us.
Yeah, Charlene, can you go do that? I know you're listening. If you go do that, then we can get you some stuff. Yeah, if you go there and we'll get it to you. All right. During the break, I showed you my chart.
Yeah.
That's my natal chart. I am trying to get my solar return done, right? And I've contacted like 3 or 4 different people, and like nobody's like returning calls. They're like, Okay, I think we're too booked because everybody wants to.
Yeah.
But I shared where my Chiron was.
Yes.
And so my Chiron is in
Sagittarius.
Of course. There we go.
In the 8th house. Can we talk about that?
We could, audience? But I read about it since I found out, and I'm like, oh.
And what
my
did you
gosh.
Think? How did
I'm
it
like, true confessions, core wounding and truth and illusion.
Yes.
This is a core wounding for me, and it goes back. I can tell you where it goes. So this core wounding helped me with this. This core wounding, when I read about it from your right here, I think I've healed this in a strange way. I still think
too.
I have issues about it. But this started at a very young age for me. With a dad that couldn't tell the truth.
Oh my gosh.
A dad and all my uncles that promised stuff. I mean, he told me I was going to Catholic boarding school and I was going to get horseback riding lessons. Really? Dominican nuns? I don't think so. But this was a wounding. And it went on, and it became for me an awakening. And when I was in HR in 1992, and they were going to implement the second downsizing in the United States, and they were going to do it fairly, and then they decided to not do it fairly, it just hit me to a core. That was a spiritual awakening.
Yeah,
I went on to study the consequences of broken promises for 10 years. I did a dissertation on it, two masters on it. I won awards with it.
Wow.
Now, how does that show up? Because I couldn't tell you that that's what I was going to do.
And it's interesting because it drove so much of your life. Your desire to heal drove your life. Your desire to heal this core wound that you didn't realize was a core wound.
Nope.
And you did it beautifully to come full circle to your eighth house, which has to do with transformation, spirituality, getting down to the truth about things. And here you are, 10-year anniversary coming up with your show, helping for people to discern truth from illusion. And so you've naturally, beautifully been healing your Chiron without knowing it. Does it help to know? Does it help you feel just some self-affirmation?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it helps me to understand why I was willing to give up a full pension in 1992. I was 6 months away from a full pension.
Wow.
Why it didn't even enter my mind about speaking up, why I had to speak up in that moment. And my boss was basically saying, you know, you don't want to fire Janine with 29 years, 11 months of service. Well, great. You know, how about giving up your headcount? And I said, yes, I didn't even think about it.
Wow.
But how does Chiron do this? Because when Charlene comes on, you know, what you write about here, and again, I went back and I read this again. How does this help people understand the nooks and crannies of their life's journey?
Well, I think like for you, Dr. Pat, it allowed you to make some sense of why you did something that didn't make a lot of sense at the time, and why the wound of your father not telling the truth, and just your desire, your hunger and thirst for truth, which again is the eighth house, wanting the truth, wanting the deepest core revelation of what is, really knowing someone and something intimately, and how these Chiron really drives our life, and its positive aspect, it's really gives us meaning and purpose, as you found. And I believe we're happiest when we're living our meaning and purpose. And I feel that now coming on your show and being able to talk about this, it's healed my sense of low self-esteem and not being important or worthy, because we get to have these conversations. And for me, it's so deeply like this is what I was born for, much like for you. This is what you were born for.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're in it, when you're in the middle of the soup, you don't know it.
Right.
And you don't question yourself or judge yourself when people say you shouldn't be too sensitive about that, Pat. You're overly sensitive about that. You know, why are you reacting to accusations of unfairness that aren't true? But enough of me. I want to go to Charlene and see what we can.
Is she back?
Charlene, are you with us?
I am with you, but my computer, I have a laptop, and the lid is broken on it. Like, it literally broke on it. So I couldn't, like, I can't look it up right now. I'm going to have to buy a new one at Costco today.
Well, let me do this.
I have good luck.
Let me do this. I'm going to have you, Benny, put you on hold. And he's going to get your birth information, and I'm going to look it up for you, right?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to go to a really short break, or maybe not. I'm just going to I'm going to have Benny put you on hold. We'll get your information. What kind of information do we need to plug her into your...
Charlene, as much as you know about your date of birth, your time of birth, and place of birth, city and state, for Benny to use.
Okay,
I put it on hold, ladies.
So I'm gonna put you on hold, and then I'm gonna look it up for you. How does that sound?
Yeah, let me get that information for you, Pat. Be right back.
Okay, so let's talk about the app on your website, right? Because people can go to your website and they could put their information in, right? And as soon as I find out, I'm gonna do this.
And that's in the book. It walks you through, because yes. I just plugged into another site and they're the steps to walk you through how to find Chiron in a sign and house. And I encourage people, Dr. Pat, as you know, to read all of the placements of Chiron, because who of us, you know, haven't felt neglect or an abandonment or had an issue with our health and struggling how to be healthier. So it's really, the book is a guide as you live life, how to handle things, how to cope with them in ways that are healthy and productive beyond just your main core wounding. And so I encourage people to read the whole thing, not just turning to their
right
placement, because I lay the book out, like creating the container for change and walking you through a journaling process. And it's really self-discovery at the deepest level if you allocate the time to do it, to go through everything.
Well, you know, I find it interesting because, you know, you start to look at people and you start to look at where they are and you start to look at what they represent. So I went to this website earlier, right? And I happened to click on Kamala Harris.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm fascinated by Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
I've been for a long time. I went to school in California. And so I feel like I've been part of this journey with her even before she was Kamala Harris, right?
Yeah.
As president-elect, right? So I got to watch her. And I find it fascinating what gets said about her. But what's even more important is what the representation is of Chiron. Can you talk to this? Because people have said to me, you know, this is a moving thing and it moves. And when it hits this, it will mean this. When it does this, it will mean this. But the way you explain Chiron and the association to us, it's so awaring, like I'm now aware of something that I don't have to explain away, right?
Yeah.
I end up explaining, you know, why are you so sensitive about, I don't even want to bring it up, but why are you so sensitive about accusations that aren't true?
Yeah. Well, and that sensitivity you have makes you beautiful and has caused you to birth a show and put listeners in touch with transformational, literally, material. And even if I may say one more thing that's
sure.
interesting about Chiron in Sagittarius, when Chiron was in Sagittarius, I think it was in the 50s, during the McCarthy era, that's when McCarthy was, you know, people in the U.S. were being tried for being communists. The illusion was being presented as truth when they weren't communists at all. So Chiron influences entire countries, you know, countries, like I said, businesses, relationships. It's a really powerful dynamic to understand so that you're not living in a pattern or a cycle of disempowerment. So you have full awareness and you can see what is so that you can accurately engage with life and be really masterful at how you navigate things. So I thought,
you know,
that
I want to ask you this question while I'm getting Charlene's information.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question about Chiron and global effects.
Okay.
What do I mean by that? I mean, we're looking at us as individuals, but I can't help but think about planetary effects or things like that. Can you talk to that for a minute?
That's a really good question that I don't know that I know enough about, Dr. Pat, since I really work at the level of the individual. And in my book, I actually have a resource section and I list out some great astrologers and their websites that you can connect with for questions like that, because I don't know how to answer that in all honesty.
Well, I want to go and get right to Charlene. If
yeah.
we could bring Charlene on. Let me just see. She doesn't have a time. So I think what I have to put in is I put in noon, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Charlene, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. I put noon in for your time. And so
okay.
let's just look at this. Let me find Chiron on here.
Hey, Charlene. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I need to find the Chiron symbol. Look at me.
It's a lot when you pull it up to look at all those symbols. It takes a little bit of time.
I know. All right, here we go. So is this fascinating to you, Charlene?
This is absolutely fascinating to me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For me too. I feel like it's just such an amazing way, just a paradigm among the others to help you help yourself.
Exactly. Just a new, like, I mean, infinite possibilities.
Absolutely, Charlene.
And
yes.
I think everybody is healing right now.
I do too.
I'm going to share my screen because this is, do you see what I'm getting?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can find that. Yes. So I see Chiron in the, oh gosh, it's really small for my eyeballs. Okay. Can you hover your mouse over the Chiron symbol, Dr. Pat, and then pull the screen down and it'll show you.
Okay.
If you roll, it'll be a pop-up. If you roll your screen down so you can see more of the top of the page. Yeah. The other way. Okay. A little more.
Okay. Maybe I should click on this.
Okay, yeah, and scroll down. Huh.
We're trying to figure this out, Charlene.
Tell me your month and date of birth. What is just the month and date of birth? I mean, and year
April
of birth.
April 15th, 1961.
Okay. I have a different chart right here in front of me. April,
thank you.
61, yes. Let me just find on this chart. It does take some preparation to find your Chiron. You have to take about 15 minutes to get the accurate read. Let's see. April 19.
Prince George, British Columbia.
May, June, April. If y'all want to have a little conversation while I am figuring this out.
Yeah. I mean, what do you know, Charlene? What do you know about Chiron?
April 61. Well, I do. I just started into that aspect of it. Like,
okay.
I do, I follow Chiron, and I do have the Chiron Oracle card.
Okay.
Through Lee Carroll.
Very cool.
So I do follow, but I haven't gotten completely in-depth into it yet. So it's something new for me to learn.
Yeah.
And
I'm working on it myself.
Me.
But the book is super important, and make sure you get Benny your information so we can send you a copy, because
okay.
when I was looking at this
oh, thank
for me,
you thank you
yeah,
yeah
okay.
no there's it's when something like this opens up to you that it's I just know that I have to learn more
let's see what'd you get
and Charlene, I'm feeling intuitively like this is right on for you. So your Chiron is in Pisces. That's the same placement Mother Teresa actually had her Chiron in, the sign of Pisces. And it speaks to the best kind of vision I can give you is when you get into an airplane and they say, put your own oxygen mask on first and then assist others. That for you, it's really about caring deeply for yourself before you launch out to help others. And Mother Teresa being a model of how beautifully she served millions and still does even in after she's passed, you know, to really, for you, it's a core wounding in self-care and the immaterial world, meaning that your healing comes through connection with the spiritual that you have and in a belief in something greater and bigger than you that gives you meaning and purpose. Is this resonating at all?
This is absolutely right, completely on target. Like self-care, self-love, love thyself. And then you can fill your cup so that you can be out there in the world helping others.
And to avoid the pull you might have at times to self-isolate, unless that is to recharge yourself. You know, is that accurate at all?
I'm very much like that.
Okay.
I have a tendency to self-isolate.
Yes. And you don't have to explain, justify, or defend yourself anymore if that's been an issue to try to connect with others. It's really being your authentic self, giving yourself permission to be your authentic self.
Oh, perfect. That is so perfect, because I keep being told, like, intuitively that my power lies within my authenticity, who I am. Not what the world wants me to be.
Yes, that's so true. So you're right on target on your path.
Yeah.
And direct communication is important for you. You know, really, and whether your communication, it might be through writing versus talking, to really be mindful of your own truth and speak that yeah. accurately with loved ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And I'm learning, though. It's a process because all of our relationships are mirrors, show where we have to heal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're going to love this book because
and, like, I just feel blessed
yeah.
that I have stumbled upon. Like, this is just amazing. This is something new for me to learn, and I think that's what we're here for, is to learn, to grow as individuals and grow as a collective.
And lastly, Charlene, for you, it's important. I'm sensing you might be a highly sensitive person, an HSP or an empath. And so I talk about as well, really trusting your intuition and just really being protective mm-hmm. of your beautiful energy and replenishing yourself mm-hmm. as often as needed.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, ladies. I so
You're
appreciate
welcome.
This with all my heart.
Thank you,
Thank
Charlene.
You.
Thank you. I know we've got a few minutes left, and I want to get to this. You really end the book in a beautiful way, and I'm glad you did, because one of the things you talk about is medicine for the soul. Mm. And when I think about that, I think about what that means, right? And I can't help but think about how nurturing and transformative an adjustment we can make, right? Because we like to talk about change as hard and chaotic and
yes.
like this. I'm so done with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Medicine for the soul is really big doses of compassion mm-hmm. and empathy and forgiveness, going through the layers of judgments that we hold against ourselves and our own minds and hearts, and releasing ourselves from that standard that we cannot maintain, nor do we have to any longer.
I read a line from here in this section, Medicine for the Soul, and I was reading it, and I forgot that you were writing about you.
Mm.
You ever have a moment where you're so connected to a point of being?
Yeah.
Right? And you talk about how you were growing up quickly in your childhood, and you talk about what that was like for you. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. She ain't talking about me. She's talking about her. But it's interesting to see the similarities,
yes.
right? And then to see what we're doing in the world. And, you know, this is important. I want to ask you this again. Please tell folks how they can find out about you, how they can work with you, especially now. People are we have more questions than we have answers. And people want to get insight. How do they work with you? How do they find out about you? And how do they get a copy of the book?
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I would love to work with your audience. And please go to nolatherapy.com and email me. Hit me up on Instagram at Nola Therapy, on Facebook, and Lisa at nolatherapy.com. And I'd love to work with you. You can buy my book there. And as well, Google Lisa Tahir, and I'll come up.
Yeah. So I can't thank you enough for writing a book that all of us can understand, right? And believe it or not, and this is what I'm going to leave you with because we don't have time to talk about it. My best friend, Linda, since 1972, has Chiron in Sagittarius.
Okay.
I guess okay. in the 12th house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I was so surprised to see that. And it goes to show you what you don't know. I will also say that Linda's a triple Virgo. So I don't even understand how the triple,
wow.
how she even tolerates me, to be honest.
You're such a love. Such a love, Dr. Pat. You're
oh my
transformational
God.
And just amazing. Thank you. Just being with you today, I'm uplifted emotionally. Thank you.
Well, thank you for helping all of us. And I just
You're
have
welcome.
One last question. I would love to know your personal message. I would love to know what you want to leave us with here today.
I would love to leave everyone with the hope and the possibility that you can actually have and experience the kind of life that you want, that you can really allow it by giving yourself permission, literally in your mind, in your thoughts, in your meditation. I allow myself to have, to be, to do, and really answer those things for yourself. Journal about them. I started a manifestation journal last week, really identifying the life that I'm going to live and what it feels like. And from that place of allowance, you can create that. And I want people to be happy, happier than what they are, regardless of a pandemic, a breakup, whatever, a health issue, to find your happiness inside, no matter what is going on outside.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I'm not a journaler, but I've already started to pull out. I journal in pictures, so to speak. Mm. So I've already started that process coming up on, you know, this birthday for me, December 11th. And, you know, what I love about this is how expansive the energy is starting to feel. So thank you so much for
You're
uplifting
welcome.
And helping others understand, you know, that they too can heal.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.